Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 25 November 2020, the day before Thanksgiving. And we're going to discuss that a little bit after a while, but I do want to share some news with you first, if you don't mind. I generally don't do that on the day before Thanksgiving, but this news is kind of important. And obviously it's current events, what's happening with COVID and different things, and even the election. So just don't go away. I'm going to take a phone call the next half hour, like I always do. So I'm looking forward to that also, because this is open line. Tonight, anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about. But I wanted to just share with you very quickly, again, the announcements we have on the very great deal on REM Sleep and Tranquil. Two fantastic products, folks. And then in today's society, we all need Tranquil from time to time. This is calm us down during the day. This is made for daytime use, folks. When you're uptight and stressed, Tranquil will help you naturally relax a little bit. REM Sleep helps you do that at night when you go to bed. I take mine about 8 o'clock, just about the time I'm going to radio show and air. And by the time 10:30 rolls around, I'm ready to go to bed, and I'm totally relaxed and calm. And that's why I do it with the REM Sleep. But normally the price on REM Sleep by itself is $25.95, and Tranquil the same. But for to the end of the year, as long as I have the stock, and we had to reorder the REM Sleep, we're out of it right now. But I got some on the way, hopefully. We're going to let you have both bottles for $28.95 total price, both of them. $28.95 will get you a REM Sleep and a Tranquil, or two REM Sleep or two Tranquil, your choice. Now's the time to get it, folks, while we have it. We had one gentleman thought I was lying. I said we're out of stock, but I guess people could see in the office here and tell I'm lying, right? Emmanuel said, well, you're lying, but I'm not lying, folks. We're totally out of it right now. But we'll get some in hopefully soon, being shipped to us out of Canada. She'll be here in probably about a week or so. So if you want to order REM Sleep, we'll stock up on it. Now's the time to do it. Two bottles for $28.95. The regular price is $25.95 for one. Now's the time to get it. And the two books I'm recommending, folks, are so vitally important, especially today's age. And one topic that I get called about a lot, a lady from France even called, asked me about this, because she was kind of forced to cremate her husband and wondered if he'd be okay in eternity. I assured her, as long as he was born again, he'll be fine. But cremation is not Christian. We're offering you a book about that. It's Cremation Christian. A little book on that to explain it more about it. And also one by Myron Fagan entitled Warning 1965. How long would that be? I lost count. 55 years ago, he wrote this book and warned about what was coming. And it's now happening. That's one of the books also. And one that's very important is Great Britain and America in Prophecy. Folks, this book is vital for those who want to understand Scripture, understand who Israel, the last day Israel, truly is. But they want to know that. They will know the truth on that. It's one of these books also. You get all three books delivered price, $18. That is a giveaway price because these books are important. They truly are. So they're available by calling 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, it'd help us if you call the toll number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'll get you the books, or the REM sleep and tranquil, whatever you want. And if you haven't got a catalog already, request a catalog. They're free. If you haven't received one of our catalogs, just call the same number and say, "Hey, send us a catalog and give us your address." We'll send it right out to you. Now, don't forget, we will not be in office tomorrow, obviously. It's Thanksgiving Day. We'll be with our families. Even though I know some places say you shouldn't be with your family, we're going to be with our family. We'll not be wearing masks. We'll not be social distancing. We're going to be with our family like we're supposed to be. Then Friday, I give Lisa a day off because she's earned it to have a long weekend after Thanksgiving with her family. But we'll be in office again next week on Thursday as usual. So if you try to call tomorrow and we don't answer, you understand why. We're just not in tomorrow. We're going to enjoy time with family like I hope you are. And tomorrow is a very important day, folks. It is sincerely the only Christian holiday we celebrate. We celebrate those we call Christian, like Christmas and Easter, but they're not Christian at all. They're very pagan. And they're talked about in the Bible as being pagan. I can prove to you that Christ was not born on December 25th. I can prove that from the Bible. I truly can. But nonetheless, Thanksgiving is a day that we all need to spend with our family, and please do that. I don't care what your governor says or your mayor says. If you can be with your family, physically be with your family tomorrow, be with them. You spend time with them. You love them. You nurture them in Christ. Let them know that you care for them. Thanksgiving is a day of celebrating with your family the blessings of a God that has loved us no matter whether we deserve it or not. He's blessed us tremendously. You know that. So do that. Now, I want to share some news with you. Some good news right now. And this is really important to us here in West Virginia. Governor forced to back down as citizens stand up to threats of arrest over mask order. This is concerning West Virginia, where I live, and I'm really right now thankful to be a West Virginian. Last week, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, and what a name for a governor, Justice, anyway, a Republican, who by the way was Democrat until after the last election, he switched to Republican, issued Executive Order Number EO77-20, which has amended the existing mask mandate issued by him in July. After issuing the executive order, Justice put out the following statement. Beginning at midnight tonight, I will issue a mandatory requirement to wear a face covering indoors in all public buildings at all times. This is not just when social distancing cannot be maintained. This is mandatory wearing your face covering in all buildings at all times other than your home, Justice said. The governor noted that if businesses refuse to order their customers to wear a mask, the next step will have to be closure. He then went further, signaling law enforcement that they will act if the mask rules are not followed. At WVN News reports, if patrons don't follow the order, Justice told business owners to call the police. If someone isn't following the mask mandate, they're obstructing justice, Justice said. The governor also said an obstruction of justice charge would apply to businesses, owners, operators that are flaunting the rule. He certainly did try to make a little tin horn tired of himself. Naturally, and by the way, I wrote a letter to him last Thursday and sent it to him by email. You'll see it in this month's magazine. If you haven't received the Minuteman magazine, folks, it's already been delivered by email this month. December's already out. We did it a week early. If you don't receive the Minuteman magazine, you're missing the best news magazine available anywhere, period. And it's totally free on email. Just email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. Say, put me on the list, you'll get it. And you still get December's if you want it. Just email and ask for it. You'll see the letter with the governor. Anyway, back to the article. Naturally, the threat of being arrested for not wearing a mask in a place that may not even require you to wear one didn't bode well with attorneys and citizens in the state, so they stood up to the governor. Well, some of the backlash came in from the actual threats of violence toward the governor. Other backlash came in from lawsuits and even support from the Attorney General, Patrick Morrissey. Morsi took to Facebook this week to openly disagree with the governor and noted that criminal charges are never warranted in situations like this one, and that as the state's chief law enforcement officer, his office will not arrest people over it. Governor Justice just said that he does not have the right to legislate or deem criminal charges on the people. So he had to back down. And Attorney General Morsi said, "We speak for the state on criminal matters at the appellate level and handle all criminal appeals to the West Virginia Supreme Court and in federal courts. We also speak to legal interests of the people of West Virginia." So Morsi said the governor overreached his authority, and he did by a long ways. The people said no. Businesses said no. Attorney General said no. Folks, you can change it if you want to. So far, where I live, working in businesses, never had trouble yet getting out of businesses at all, because they know this is a bunch of malarkey. They're not going to obey it. Let's show you how bad it's getting in other places. An Arizona college is scaring kids into sending cardboard versions of themselves home for Thanksgiving. Just over a week ago, administrators at a private Christian university in Phoenix area started seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases among its students. Grand Canyon University said it saw an increase of cases connected to Halloween parties. They began to strongly encourage the students to stay on campus for Thanksgiving in response to the latest numbers. As of November 8th, GCU reports a total of 175 cases currently considered positive. Of these, 169 are students and 6 are employees. Should parents and students be spooked by all this All Hallows Eve increase in cases? If we're all caught up in our emotions, sure thing. And of course, no one is hoping anyone catches the China plague, especially close to Thanksgiving. But there were 175 cases with an enrollment of 23,000 students. Folks, let that sink in. 175 cases with an enrollment of 23,000 students. Those are very low figures. But said, despite the math, like educators across country, GCU has been chosen to take things a step further. While students should be anticipating being reunited with the families for a four-day break, the school is scaring them and their well-meaning of loved ones with the idea that they might carry COVID-19 with them on a holiday visit at home. And here's their bright idea to fix things. For less than $30, students are sending a giant cardboard cutout to their families they can't see over the holiday. Oh, people, how far are we going to let them push us? How far before we say enough is too much? How far? The Grand Canyon so-called private school is going to have the children pay $30 to get a cardboard cutout sent of them home to set at the kitchen table for Thanksgiving dinner. And if they do that, and the parents tolerate it, I'd be ashamed to know them. But listen to this one. Corona commies. Your papers, please. U.S. city sets up police checkpoints to cancel Thanksgiving and to verify essential activity. What the heck is going on in America, folks? New Jersey's largest city, Newark, has set up police checkpoints on the roads coming into the city, demanding people show proof of resident and proof they're doing an essential activity. Mayor Ras Bareka is locking his own city down like no other in the country. "I know you want to have fun, but now is not the time for fun. We have to stay focused. We have to do what's right," said Mayor Bareka. "We want people to shelter in place. We want to be able to do that for 10 days, and we want only folks to come out for essential purposes. That's what we want." Now, Mr. Bareka, if you were my mayor, I couldn't give a hoot, and you know where what you want. I couldn't care less. And that's the way we told it here to our governor, Jim Justice. We said, "It just ain't going to happen, Jim. Not in West Virginia. We're not going to let this happen here." And I know some businesses are still following his rules, probably. None that I've seen in our area. They're trying to kowtow to him. And some people are scared to death. They wear masks even in their cars. If you want to wear a mask, more power to you. But I say right now that you're being deceived beyond belief. You are a spiritual coward. I didn't stutter when I said that. You're a spiritual coward and maybe ignorant of the truth that this coronavirus is a hyped up nothing. I'm not saying it's not real. But with a 99.75% survival rate, except in those who have other pre-existing conditions like diabetes, cancer, pneumonia, maybe it drops down to 94%. Imagine that. 94 of 100 survive it, even with those diseases. But nonetheless, ignorance is a key to slavery. Ignorance is a key to slavery. Apathy is a key to slavery. Complacency is a key to slavery. And compliance is a final move to slavery. When will you say enough is enough? I'm talking about you. I'm talking about your state, your city, your family. I'm talking to you tonight. When will you say enough is enough and take a stand? I can't speak for everybody, but I speak for Pastor Butch Paul, and I tell you this, I will not wear a mask. I will not wear that symbol, as I said in the letter to the governor, the symbol of slavery. I will not do it. I will not comply. If the business don't want me in, that's their business. I'll go somewhere else. But I'll not wear the mask. Although I will show them a little card I wear around my neck that says they're violating my rights. And there will be a lawsuit. They'll be named in the suit. I will let them know that before I leave. But I simply will not wear their symbol of compliance. I won't do it. And people say, well, you'll spread diseases. Hey, if they're wearing masks, they're safe. How can I spread to them if they're wearing masks? Aren't masks supposed to protect you from other people? Right? It's like somebody tell me, well, my children are vaccinated, but yours aren't. So they may make my children sick. No, they can't. Your children can't get sick. Can't get sick if they've been vaccinated, can they? What's a vaccination for? And now here in West Virginia, they're going to start deploying the vaccine from Pfizer, the one with the nanobots in it. The National Guard is going to take it out and give it to those who they think need it first, starting as part of next month. It's already happening, folks. It's already happening. People taking vaccines with nanobots in them, Luciferase in it, and you wonder why our God's trying to warn you through an old hillbilly preacher like me and others. My goodness. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you that I sent to Todd, our producer. This has a gentleman speaking on it. The gentleman that speaks on this is Patrick Burns. Patrick Burns is the former CEO and founder of Overstock.com. He and his team that he spent millions of dollars on has come up with 100% non-refutable proof that the elections were rigged. And he presented to the Trump's legal team and others. Now listen, understand this, please. I am not pro-Trump, as you know, and I'm not pro-Biden. But if the Republicans would have cheated this way, they would need corrected immediately, because this, if there's any hope for America, if there's any vestige of hope left, it's that perhaps we still have some say in what's going on in our leadership. We haven't had much for a lot of years, folks. This isn't the first time this has been caught. You know that. My goodness, it's not. But it's the worst case of it that I know of my lifetime, and I'm 72 years old, so I'm not a kid anymore. I want you to listen to this clip of the news clip. Listen to what's being said, and listen to what Mr. Patrick Burns says about the election. Go ahead, Todd.
As media continues to ignore claims of election fraud, one millionaire has set out to prove their cover-up in support of the truth, what America's Chanel Rion reports.
Patrick Byrne, founder and former CEO of Overstock.com, has long considered himself a libertarian tech entrepreneur. Byrne now finds himself more than entrepreneur. He's on a mission to save the Republic from a deadly virus, widespread machine and software election fraud. He's doing this by funding a niche group of experts, and the Trump legal team has been listening.
You've put together a group of individuals who are trying to crack down on the fraud that is Dominion. Tell us more about what you've been doing.
Yes. Well, I funded a team of hackers and cyber sleuths and other people with odd skills. We've been on this since August. One side story to be pursued someday is this: the DHS was warned of all this in August and September. Mm-hmm. We tried very hard, and it was all crammed down, and I mean from high levels.
The experts Byrne is funding is an elite cybersecurity team that has been hired by the state of Texas to investigate a series of irregularities in the Dallas elections of 2018. The team consisted of members with backgrounds in military intelligence and federal law enforcement. Byrne says the election irregularities in Dallas 2018 was rooted in Dallas's use of Dominion voting machines. This group has been on Dominion's trail over 2 years.
I've been up there since August and expanding and funding further and deeper investigations. So we really, I felt, kind of had the answer. When everyone woke up November 4th and saying what happened, we couldn't quite believe, we couldn't get anyone to listen to us.
Their findings include a detailed list of impossibilities: Dominion machines processing more ballots than is physically possible, real-time data showing Biden vote dumps that are statistically impossible, and dozens of backdoor ways in which votes by the thousands could be changed, manipulated, or deleted.
When you get talking about, you know, thousands of votes in a row for one candidate, just to give you the mathematical odds against it, if you're talking about a group that has a 96% affinity for Biden, so imagine we're talking about very heavily Biden ward,
right,
the chance of having 100 votes in a row for Biden, if the chance of every vote is 96% for Biden, the chance you would have 100 in a row is about 1.6%. The chances you would have 1,000 in a row is about a couple quadrillion to one. And the chances that you would have the kinds of numbers we were seeing, where there were places where there were tens of thousands of votes in a row for Biden, the chances are quadrillions against that could ever happen in nature.
You did not vote for Donald Trump. You are a libertarian.
That's correct.
And you are doing this, why?
I've never voted Republican or Democrat in my life. This is about the Constitution. These are goons. If we lose this moment, the Constitution's done. We're never back. We're never have a free election again.
I've spoken to your guys behind the scenes. They're very, they seem very knowledgeable, and they've pulled incredible data. Are you seeing a clear pattern between the major swing states in this regard?
It's more than a clear pattern. We know exactly what happened. It's just a matter of how quickly can we get it all built up and explained and such. But it's absolutely clear. There's no shades of gray about this.
Byrne says the election was 100% rigged, and it's not just real-time data proving this.
We have more than the data. We have the data. We have hundreds of affidavits. We've also have people gathering and organizing that effort. And we have the analysis of the equipment itself. So that's really the three buckets. And we're getting it out. We're first feeding it to, those who want it, which are basically Sidney's and Rudy's people. I want to emphasize we're not on either team. We're independent.
To that end, Byrne, as a free agent, has been feeding his group's intel and findings to any group who can use it in court against Dominion.
It's supporting anyone who wants the data, and I'm putting it up on my own website, which is called Deep Capture. Mm-hmm. I'm putting these different stories and facts and write-ups on there, so anyone can go there and find them. But this isn't even close. I want to assure people that this isn't even close. If you could freeze time and let this all play out through the courts, what would be exposed is 100% clear. This whole thing was rigged.
Chanel Leon, One American News, Washington.
Want to see more videos
folks,
like
there
this?
You go. You've heard
visit
OANN.com
for immediate access
what's
to
going
all
on.
The clips you've been waiting to see.
No doubt about it. You heard it clearly. Yes, it was rigged. No doubt it was rigged. Whether you're pro-Trump or pro-Biden makes no difference. This election was rigged. And as he said, he didn't vote for the one I didn't either. But that's not the point. The point is, if we don't correct this, there's no hope for this country beyond this. That's all there is to it. I want to share this news with you. None of it good yet. Well, except for the governor of our state backing down finally. When he realized he couldn't push the people in this state into a corner. Yes, many of them still are cowering in the corner. They truly are. And some businesses I'm sure are too. But more and more stand up and say this is enough. We've had enough. We don't want any more of this. We're tired of it. Let us work. Let us feed our families. Let us live our lives. We're willing to take the risk whether we catch COVID or not. Leave us alone. Thank God for those kind of people, wherever they are in the world. Denmark overthrew their mandatory vaccination law because they had 9 days of protest. They overthrew it. The people got to stand up. But now let's move on. We're going to phone lines up right now. It's open line. It's not Friday. It's Wednesday. It's open line Wednesday at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You know, back when I was on Five Nights a Week, I always had open line Friday. But since I'm not on Five Nights a Week, I generally have guests, but sometimes on Wednesday nights, because I want to speak to you folks personally. And I want to tell you, with all that's going on, all the insanity that's going on, all this nonsense, all this absolute chaos that's all around us, it makes me more thankful every day that I know, that I know, that I know that I'm a child of the King. As Colossians chapter 1 tells me, I was translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. I know, as Philippians tells us, I think it's chapter 3, verse 12, that we, our conversation is in heaven. Look up that word conversation, the concordance, it means citizenship. I know that my citizenship is in heaven, not on this earth. I know that. But I also know that I have a calling to go out and stand against evil and do what's right. But I can tell you this for sure, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, as my wife and I just celebrated last week, our 49th wedding anniversary. If Christ had not been the head of our marriage, folks, we wouldn't have made it, just like so many others don't. And they go to church, they still don't make it, because Christ's not the foundation. Christ is the foundation of my home and had been for a long time. Have I lived it perfectly? No. Has my wife lived it perfectly? And Marsha Jean made mistakes also. We reared three sons. We're just people, but they're decent people. All glory goes to our Father. So I'm be thankful, and tomorrow being Thanksgiving, I'm so thankful that by His grace and mercy, that the last Wednesday night of June, 1971, I just got home from the military in April of that year. I was dating Marsha Jean. Started dating her almost immediately and got home. In June, I went to a prayer meeting with her. And a guy named Bobby McMeehan, a preacher, has been passed away several years now. God happened to start preaching a little bit, and come back and got by the hand and said, do you want to know Christ? I said, yes. I've been in conviction for several days, folks. I've been in conviction to the point I couldn't do my job right on my job. My mind was not on the job. It was on my sins and knowing that I deserved death. That's called conviction. I was redeemed that night right at the altar in Olive Branch Baptist Church. No, I wasn't perfect after that. No, I certainly did not just go without making any more mistakes. I still don't. But I started growing in Christ. I truly did. I've tried to follow His will. Break time. I got a break, folks. A lot more to talk about. Don't go away. In your phone calls, I promise.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
All right, folks, we are back, and I'll tell you what, I want to say this too. I'm thankful for the guy who runs this show tonight. Todd Wade has been a fantastic producer and host. He really has. I mean, during the break, we have a lot of good laughs together. He's the kind of guy you can joke with and be friends with, and it doesn't bother me to pick on him. And of course, he picks on me too. That's what friendship's all about. So I'm really a blessed man. I want you to know that. And I want to share a few more things, and I'll get to Chris and Jeff and all of you, I promise. But today, my middle son, who works away most of the time from his home, he lives about 2 hours north of me. He travels a lot on his job. He's a lineman, I guess you could say. They work on power for all the country, on electricity all the country. He brought him and his son down. I hadn't seen Isaac for a few months. Ron down spent the day. We took a ride down through the woods on our property. He just rode around looking for a deer, maybe you know, just to spend some time together. Enjoyed that very much. My grandson got home. He texted me and said he appreciated time with me, and I told him I appreciated with him also. He's a fine young Christian man, 17 years old, goes to a very solid Christian school, good-hearted, tender-hearted, loves the Scriptures, loves God, asks questions about the Bible. Has ever since he's been old enough to sit on my lap and his little fellow asks questions. He always has been that way. But it's because of Christ, folks. It's not because of me. What I'm saying is I have so much to be thankful for. My granddaughter, I ask y'all to pray for, is doing well. We have heard no news, which is news, because if she's having trouble, they would have called and told the parents. She's doing well, and I thank you for your prayers. We're still trying to raise some money to help my son and daughter and all pay for that schooling, but we're doing the best we can. But we're so blessed. I mean, we are blessed beyond words. As I was telling Todd, the world, the nation is going to hell. The world's going to hell, but the nation, our nation, America, is in total chaos. It's in a meltdown. Some people are trying to slow it down and praise God for them. I'm one of them. I pray I'm trying to do the same thing. But no matter how bad it is, so far, I have a warm bed to sleep in tonight. I have a loving wife that's still with me. I have a full belly after a good supper of homemade vegetable soup with a fresh hamburger, outdone beef, and the deer I got a couple weeks ago in it. I'm so blessed. I have no complaints before my God in heaven. The only thing I ask him for is that he help me become a better servant. Give me more wisdom and knowledge and strength to stand. Give me the courage to stand. That's all I ask him for. I've been so blessed. I'm so thankful that we have a day tomorrow set aside for the purpose of Thanksgiving. All the time we spend with our families, and please be with your family. Don't let some band-aid tell you can't spend time with your mom and dad and grandma and grandpa. Don't do that. Love them and let them know you love them. When you're with them, remember that you're there because our God blessed you with them. Let them know how much you care for them. When you're sitting down eating a delicious meal fit for a king, I don't care whether it's a bowl of beans or a big turkey dinner, I don't care what it is. It's food on your table your God gave you. Our Father gave us. Thank Him for it. That's what saying grace is all about. It's thanking for the bounty that He's given us before us. Thanksgiving is a beautiful day to pause and count your blessings. Just do that, okay? Let's go first to a guy in Kentucky I haven't talked to for a long time. I thought Chris done moved to Hawaii or something. Chris in Kentucky, you there?
What?
Hey, Chris, where you been? Yeah, where you been?
I've lost contact with you. I thought you, because I couldn't find you when you were off certain networks, and then both of my parents passed away. My mother passed away this year. We're going through a lot of things, and my dad had Alzheimer's. I took care of him until his death, so there's been a lot going on. And then I lost track of you. I was wondering where you were going, and I said, oh, Butch is gone. Then I was scanning the internet of last week, and I found you on the Global Star Network. You're still there.
I'm still here.
Praise God.
Yep, three nights a week. I'm on this at 8 o'clock at night, three nights a week. Then I do a program as co-host of Melody Seastrom at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so I'm here, yeah, five programs a week still like I was before.
I certainly do. Would you put my friend Jason in prayer? He needs some prayer and uplifting. I talked to him a couple nights ago, and he needs
of course
a lot of uplifting. But anyway, Butch, you know, I live in the city of Louisville, and boy, I've been through the riots. It's been a mess here. You know what I feel like in Kentucky with this dictator, Bashir? He shut down the city again. I really feel like history repeating itself. You know, like the Warsaw Ghetto? We're being quarantined. Well, that's what we are. And people are somewhat waking up, but it has not been that easy. People are so mind-controlled by the media. And I've gone into places not wearing a mask. I met a couple people about are starting to wake up. But this city has the most corrupt media, no truth.
That's everywhere, Chris. That's everywhere. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know, and you mentioned TV. I had a guy talked to an Amish guy here a while back. Amish gentleman, and he said, are the Amish concerned about coronavirus? And he said, well, no. And the guy said, how come? He said, well, we don't have a TV set.
No, I don't either.
I'm saying the Amish guy wasn't concerned because he didn't hear it every day.
Absolutely. That's why. They know what they're, thing. I don't even I just have a basic internet, no email. I don't even have a cell phone. I'm getting prepared for this track. We're getting into the 8th market of beast system. It's really getting very dangerous where we're going.
Absolutely.
That's what cell phones were. Is the whole idea was to isolate you and track you, and then all the years, then when everybody got only to their cell phones and not human contact over the years, then COVID hit, look where we're at. Everybody seemed to be immune to it. This was the whole agenda to get us controlled. This is what this technology is doing to us, Budge.
It is. It truly is. It's another way to enslave us. I see it. You see it. Now the 5G's coming out. They're talking about 6G. China's already rolled out. As a guest said last night, they're working on 15G. Folks, we haven't seen anything yet. This is going to increase so rapidly, so quickly. You're going to be so ensnared and so enslaved in this beast system if you don't repent and get out of it quickly. Go ahead, Chris. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to give you another call. You may have some other calls on the line, but I just want to say that, folks, we got to take a stand, because if we just lay down to this, it's over. It's going to be over. It's going to be a dictatorship, because my grandmother came from Europe in the just before World War One. And settled here. If she was alive today to see what this quarantine was, she would know the history about that. They know they treated those people like that up through World War II. Quarantine. That's what that is. And you know what the masks did in 1918? You put those masks over you. You know how many of those soldiers got sick? It wasn't the vaccines. It was a lack of oxygen. That's what they're trying to do to us, Butch.
Yeah, man. That's it. I agree. I totally agree. Well, Chris, it's good hearing from you again, man. Steve, keep in touch, okay?
I certainly will, Butch. God bless you, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Wow, it's good to hear an old friend's voice. He called in a lot in the olden days. You know, folks, this coming March, which is not that far away, if I live long enough, will make us 29 years on the radio. I'm still technically way behind a lot of programs. I don't have all the audio, all the videos, things set up here. I don't have all that technology here. I don't. Even if I did, I wouldn't know how to run it. We don't have the money to do those kind of things. I wish we did like to expand and make this more professional, but yeah, you get what you get, because that's all I can give you. So that's the way you go from there. Let's go next to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in. Welcome. Good to hear from you.
Good to talk to you, Pastor Butch. I want to wish everybody in the U.S. a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And get together with your families and ignore the satanic fascists.
Amen.
Ignore them. Say, amen. Yeah, do what you will. We had ours in October. Okay, we have it. We're probably the only two. Canada is probably the only two countries that celebrate Thanksgiving. Actually, I hate to say it, but we had Thanksgiving here, I believe, in the late 1500s. We kind of beat you by a bit, but anyway.
That's all right. We'll allow that one. That's okay.
Yeah. And we are harvested earlier, so we have to have it early because by the time this time of year comes, the country is pretty much covered with heavy snow. Anyway,
right.
Yeah, we're having the same lockdown. We have a resistance growing here. For example, in Toronto, there's a barbecue that it was a. But it's owned by a fairly young couple, I guess in their 30s, and they have two small kids. And they opened up. People came from 3 hours away. I'm 5 or 6 hours from Toronto. 3 hours away to go there. They opened up. The cops came. The cops here aren't generally as militant as they can be in the States. They came in. The guy was talking. Says he was pretty calm. He says, I'm not here to make an arrest. They had the health people came. And they said, oh, we're going to close the place. So the guy just came the next day, and he opened his business, and hundreds and thousands more people came, and the premier got all hot under the collar and stuff, but they can't really, it isn't really a law. They can't do anything. And I'm hoping that more and more people do it. If they do, in my area, whatever, I will do the best I can do to patronize them and to encourage them.
Amen.
If they stand, I'll stand with them. We all, and this is not just Canada, this is worldwide. As far as the U.S. goes, the election, it's a complete farce. Whether you like Trump or not, he won by a huge landslide. And if they don't correct this, if he doesn't get in, which he should, and they don't do this, you will never have a free election. You have 3 or 4 years under those demons, okay? The borders will open. The whole thing will go down the drill, go off the ground. He will impose, he'll just rule by presidential edict. Because, that's not legal. What does he care? They're already doing things that are totally illegal anyway. So they have to fight. I wouldn't accept the results of him in any case. I would just have the red states or just have an open revolt saying we're not going to take this. Because that's what it comes to. It's war.
It is war. And,
literally,
it's going to be war either way. Trump has given his just dues and overturns this Biden thing, there's going to be riots in the street. Yeah. And if Biden gets in, I know this for a fact, I know the people there, a lot of people involved in it, the people that we call militias are gathering right now to defend themselves against what Biden will try to do. So, yeah, we're in for war, no matter what.
Because if he does get in, everyone knows, even a lot of Democrats know it. So everywhere around people in the world who are awake. No, it's a fraud. It's a joke.
Yes.
I don't even believe elections here. This Dominion thing is headquartered in Toronto. By the way, George Soros has an office in that same building. Not surprising. And anyway, it's worldwide. Who knows how many of these elections are fake? We do not have, the Bible says to you, you're supposed to obey the, you know, powers that be. Well, guess what? This is not that. These are not the powers to be when they do this. They are illegitimate, and they have no, in my opinion, I don't know, you have more knowledge on this than I do. We do not have a duty to obey people, obey a government that gets
you. No, we don't. No, matter of fact, we have a Christian duty from God, not a right. Now, folks, we don't have rights, we have duties. Okay. Our duty by God is to disobey unjust rulers.
Yeah, exactly. They're also picking on, interesting enough, up here in central southern Ontario, the old order Amish, they're picking on them. They've closed their schools, their church, everything. Because they are pacifists, and they know they're going to fight back, and this witch who runs the medical thing in that area. See, in our thing, there's the province, but there's also medicals. In other words, Ottawa is, all the stores are pretty much open. They want you to wear a mask, but it's going medical, no, whatever, and nobody bothers you. Okay? I think Costco is trying to heavy up, so I'm going to put them to the test when I get out there. And I say, I'm going in, you're violating my rights, I'll fight hard. If I have a problem, I'm going to demand my money back. I don't really go there much. My wife goes for vitamins and stuff, but I don't go there much. But they either go in or all my money back, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, I hear
you. And it's not... You know, we're sort of like here in the U.S. I think it's kind of more of a statewide. The state does the whole here. It's a regional. In other words, Toronto's locked down in the gray zone. North of it is less, and we're less than those places, and so forth. So it's a different thing. But some of these places, like there's a hospital in Hamilton, got 3 people in, allegedly maybe half COVID, among other things. Mm. 3.
And here, I know, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. From the media, bought and paid for by Trudeau, that scumbag, for $600 million. The only media we have here that's any good is Rebel News. And we also have a guy who's great on here, around here, in a riding which we call congressional districts, provincial, named Randy Hillier. And he's really good. He's really solid. His area, his riding has been probably the most solidly conservative one since the early 70s. It's been like, well, up here it's blue is considered probably about the bluest, but in a good way, area in the entire country. And he's really solid. It'd be great. It probably wouldn't be relevant to you, but it would be, might be interesting to talk to him because he's really one of the heroes up here. He got kicked out of the party.
Well, send me his information. I'll contact him one day. I got to jump. I've got calls coming in, but send me his information at the time, Jeff, and keep in touch, all right?
I will. I'll call you next Thursday, maybe. Thanks.
All right, man. All right. I'll be next Thursday. Yeah, thank you. God bless, my friend. Thanks for standing with us.
Yeah, God bless you, too.
All right, folks. He's across the border. Be standing with us just the same. You can stand for righteousness no matter where you live. I don't care whether you live in Africa or America or Russia or France or China, wherever you may be. You can stand for righteousness. Let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Hey.
Did you read that email I sent you last night?
I did.
Now, what is the definition of German in Latin now?
You tell us. Tell me what you said.
Okay, in Latin it means genuine Hebrew Judah. That's who Germany is. Doesn't. These people who like to push the Nazi nonsense, which I saw the bus on Facebook about that, and see it today. I put a lot more stuff in, but no exegesis, but try to get in his head that he been used by the Mossad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, this...
There's a... There, who always points a finger and says that some old people did the, are behind child pedophilia. It's always one that points the finger, right?
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, the pedophiles have been growing in number and influence for a long time, Mick. And they're gaining ground every day. And the people in the churches are either ignored or don't know or don't care. I don't know which. It's sad.
Now, who is Bill Benjamin today?
Who is that?
That is Iceland.
Iceland?
By the definition that Jacob, our father, gave him. A ravaging wolf in a land of fire.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Good points. Yeah, it does. It kind of adds up. It does.
See, yeah, it's a liar, so I finished a book by Charles Wiseman. You ever heard of that?
I've heard the name.
A book called Who is Esau Edom Today? Well, that's our father's twin brother. He's the one behind all this facade. By the way, that was the protocols of the learned elders of Zion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have those. Mick, a guy jumped, got called back in the paper. Good call. Thank you.
Right.
Thanks for sharing. Folks, you're right on. We are Israel. That's who we are. And I know people want to hear that thing. I don't. It's up to you. You call what you want to call it. I can prove it or wouldn't say it, obviously. All right, let's go next to our sister, Jan, in Iowa. Jan, welcome. Come on in.
Well, good evening, Pastor Butch. I'm glad
good evening.
Everybody's doing well. Glad everybody's doing well. And I just want to say that my biggest blessing this year was finding you guys. All y'all.
Well, thank you.
Before that, I was looking around trying to find somebody to tell the truth. Where are the people with the truth? And God led me right to you guys, and I am so glad.
Well, thank you, Jan. I'll tell you what, it's good to have you with us. It really is, because we are family, you know.
It's hard to find anyone that's willing to tell the truth anymore, you know.
It is. It's getting harder all the time.
Everything's going to be okay. Don't worry, you know.
Wait for the rapture.
That's not what he said. That's right. Wait for the rapture. It isn't going to come. It says very clearly, just for those that are with us to the end.
Well, thank you so much for the compliment. That makes me feel like we've done something right. Thank you.
Oh, you are. You are. And don't worry about being a little radio station, because all these guys that have all this fancy equipment and do all this, you know where they got the money? By saying they're all going to be fractured out. Everybody thinks it's going to be all right. Don't worry.
that's basically true, right? The name and claim it. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it. Just God bless everybody. Have a good Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself and give praise to God while you're at it.
Amen. Spend time to your family. Yes. Thanks. Thank you for the call. What a sweet call. You know, folks, and that certainly is all glory to God, not to me, but it's such a blessing to know that we are actually blessing other people. I mean, that's what we're here for. I want to teach. I love to teach. I love to preach. I like to enlighten people I can, and I try to pass on what little bit I do know. I try to put proof behind what I say, or I wouldn't say what I say. And the book on Great Britain and American prophecy is so important to prove what Mick's talking about, what I've been saying. If you want to know the truth. Now, if you want to remain in ignorance, don't get that book. For goodness sake, don't study the Bible, because it opens your eyes to a lot of things that you may not want to recognize and see. But if you want the truth, it's available. Yeah, you got to study for it, just like the scriptures tell. You got to study and rightly divide the word of truth. You got to do that. You got to study, show thyself approved. Those are part of it. That is part of it. But it's available if you want it. Let's go next to our brother Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving, a day ahead of time.
Thank you, Gary. Right back at you, man. Thanks for being there for us and being our friend for so long.
Yeah. Hey, I'll try to keep this short, but first of all, I want to make this statement. The Apostle John says, we know that we are of Christ, but the whole world lies in deception.
Yep.
Now he said it over 2,000 years ago. Now, so nothing has changed as far as that goes. You know, either you're in the, according to John, either you're in the vine or you're out of the vine.
That's true.
And so that's very clear there. Now, this is what I wanted to say about this election. You know, we're in this whole turmoil right now because Bob Barr and the CIA and the FBI and Department of Homeland Security, they had all of that stuff on Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and that whole mob there, Peter Strzok, and on and on and on. They had all that information 2 years ago, and Bob Barr did less than, what was that guy from, that was the Attorney General before him?
I can't remember off the top of my head. Don't worry about it. But,
Jeff Sessions.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions. I mean, those had to be the two most worthless attorney generals that this nation has ever seen.
Well, that's how they got the job.
All the evidence was there on all of those people, and a few good reporters dug it all up, brought it to everybody's attention, and nobody did. Not one single thing. They never prosecuted anybody. 4 years.
Yep.
4 years. Joe Biden could have been exposed, and anybody else who would have ran in the Democratic Party could have been exposed. And they did absolutely nothing. And now they think they're going to do everything. I don't think that's going to happen, which I don't like to say that. But I honestly do not.
Well, the proof is,
had this 40 days that we're all supposed to be fasting and praying, and a lot of people did. And even though the election was fixed, a lot of people that said they were praying still voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, two people that made it very clear that they were for child slaughter. And you know how I feel about that, the same as you do.
Yep.
And, well, God bless you, Butch, and I do hope that you have a blessed day tomorrow.
You too, my friend. You too, my friend. You too. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Folks, a solid, solid Christian in Christ. I tell you, Gary's been out in the streets every week taking a stand for the unborn. The phone line's open. You've got about 4 minutes left. If you want to call, please do. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. But again, I urge you tomorrow to take time from all this chaos, all this nonsense, all this stress, all this strife, all this turmoil, and count your blessings. Do that for one day. Lay aside the frustrations, anger, as best you can for one day, and praise our Father in Heaven for the blessings He's given you. And if you don't mind me asking and saying this, you know, I very seldom ever ask for help in this ministry. We offer things to the ministry to help pay the bills, but we are getting tight on funds. I don't mind telling you that. I haven't said this for a long time. You know, the Lord's blessed us tremendously. I've been almost 29 years in radio. If you feel led to and you can, we'd like to be able to keep this thing going a while longer. And maybe, by the grace of God, pick up a few more stations. You never know, folks. People are dying for the truth. A lot of them are searching for truth. Just like Jan said, she's skimming through the dials trying to find somebody to tell the truth. Well, I praise God that was kind of worthy to be her friend in that area. But I'm just a simple man. I don't understand all the ins and outs of hardly anything. I'm not by no means technically able or have the ability to do what would do the need to run this thing on a higher level. I don't know how to do it, and we don't have the funds to hire people to do it, so we keep it simple. I'm sitting here with a microphone in my office, in the back of my home, in a little studio, doing this broadcast, talking to the world. And I appreciate that. All the world who do contact us, you can email us just like everybody else. And folks, I would encourage you to get our magazine. The Minuteman magazine is worth it. It's worth it. Just get it, read it. It's totally free on email. Email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. Whether you're in the country or around the world, you want it, you let me know. We'll get it to you. We're here to serve. We're here to do our best to glorify our Father in heaven and try to make a difference as long as we can. To not admit the time is running out would be foolish. As Gary said, he didn't think it. We didn't think it was going to happen, and I'm kind of in between. We have all the proof we need to turn things around a little bit, maybe just for the idea of justice. Not that we won't necessarily need Trump in office, but just for the idea of justice. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. But I would love to be pleasantly surprised. I really would. And we need to stand for the truth and be thankful that our Father has taken time to give us the truth. We mustn't be afraid of man and what man can do to us. Part of the idea of having Thanksgiving is that we weren't given the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is given to you by Satan. If you're walking in fear, you're worshiping the wrong God, you're committing idolatry. I understand being frustrated and sometimes nervous and maybe a little anxious about what you see. But that cannot cause us to freeze up and not do what's right. Faith is not the absence of fear. It's overcoming fear with faith. Courage is the same thing. Courage doesn't mean you're not afraid. Courage is you go ahead and do it anyway. Do it if you are afraid because you walk on faith. We're so much to be thankful for, my friends. And you folks have been with us for so long. We've lost a lot of people we've known for years through this ministry that passed on to be with our Father. We miss them. Be replaced with some very good people. And I want to thank y'all for being with us for so long. Please know that I do love you in Christ. By the grace of God, I'll see you on the radio next Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and off in the office next Thursday. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving and praise your Father in heaven for the blessings He's given you. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.